Blog Talk Radio.
Today. You understand that, right? Y'all say I'll give you one day.
to make a confession cleanly on what you're going to do. And remember one thing, and Satan will be on the left hand out, and he will be trying his best to show you every reason why you should not make a fully confession. He's going to be doing his job. One thing about it, everybody got a job to do, and we'll leave it like that. Let's go find our elder and bring him in. He'll tell you all about the broadcast. 195 International Conscious, 110648 is flashing. This is the top part of the Sabbath day, and whatever the way the wind blow, we'll find out shortly after the elder put on whatever Yahweh put on him. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Tips, Yahweh beat you there, seed right.
And Yahweh bless you, seed as well, the seed well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, elder. This is the top part of the Sabbath day, the day that Almighty have made. So whatever you got to bring to the table, 195 International Conscious, they ready to hear something. 110648 is flashing on the international side. Top part of the Sabbath day. This is the day that Almighty have made. Take your time and bring your A game. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of another good attending number of people that came to hear Yahweh's word. And that appears to be 110,648 listeners. And that's a good thing. Well, just the other day, we were talking about something just before we went into our broadcast. And what we were discussing was things that were made. Okay, many probably remember, as I said before, the Peter M. Roberts versus Sears and Roebuck case. It was a pretty renowned case that was out there for a period of time. It was about a wrench, a reversible wrench that was made by a 17-year-old while he was working for Sears and Roebuck. For many years, he was working trying to sue Sears for what he made while working for that company, which is a good thing to know that when you're working for a company or any particular organization and you design something or make something, actually it belongs to that company because you're working for them. Well, on the other hand, the key word here is made. This is what he made. As I said before, it's come to my attention, a word that was already created was asked to be found to find information on it while still in a ministry group. That's kind of important to know. The key word here is find, not make or create. Now, on the other hand, Sears made millions of dollars on this newly created product that was done by this 17-year-old. Now, the word here is found. That was used for proper expression, and Bible teachings. I guess you can't make that which has already been created, but you can always read that which has already been written, like the Bible. We can't change the way it's written. Also, man has tried to do that over a period of years, but Yahweh's word stands strong. Now, on jobs or work locations, you know rules are in place to keep work in order, like the young gentleman that made the tool while working. He did not make it on his own time, but he made it on company time. Then you can imagine, now in a ministry, we're not governed by rules or laws like any particular company, but what we do have is a given word for all to have on one mind. So we're all on one accord in Yahweh's words. Remember what I said in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 15? That which is made crooked cannot be made straight. That which is waiting cannot be numbered. So knowing these things, we move forward. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadav, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally, we don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath looks like we're in it now, which is Friday. Class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To use this, open up any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just on the big line, you'll see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, answers, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number. You can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 and 9 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays, like today. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Choose the program that you are late logging into for any previous day. Now doing the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. You'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for the Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. No comments will be taken off topic or any more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Raw Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yaqua be with y'all. But remember, when you're trying to win that Bump the Gums contest, you miss all of Yaqua's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yaqua, as it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever said unto you." So these things may be created unto our remembrance, and so that we can see what Yaqua has set on the table for us. I'll turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say, Alu, Yaqua.
Hello, Yaqua there. Mr. Tibbs, asking your pardon. We'll catch the bottom part of whatever Yaqua put on you to bring the bottom part of his message, the bottom part, no doubt about it. So we're going to go to the network and see if we find Sister G Israel, and we're going to see if we get something going on. And we'll take our time and we'll keep a close eye on the lead teacher out of Camp 1, and we'll know when he's ready to go. But one thing about it, you know one thing, you'll know when he's ready to go, no doubt about it. All right, so we're going to go find Sister G Israel. We're going to bring her in, and we'll see if we get something going on and see which way it goes. Remember, this is the top part of the Sabbath day, so around about the closing of the bottom part of the Sabbath day, a lot of big things is going to be on the table, and we'll see exactly. Right now, like one of the brothers told me, he said, well, I'm going to be like the camel. I'm going to try to get all I can in and be like the camel. Well, be like the camel, but I'll tell you one thing. That's what I don't know is you like a camel when you in the presence of one of the six anointed camels and when you out. That's what I know. So we'll see. Let's go see if we find Sister G Israel and bring her in. We'll get something going on. And thus says Yaqua. We don't know what we're going to get going on, but we'll get something going on. So when you meet your sister, with a loud voice you say, Sister G Israel, tribe of Yaqua Judah, Yaqua be to their seed royal.
Yaqua bless you, seer Israel, seed royal. Hallelujah, Yaqua.
All right, hallelujah, why are you there, Sister G Israel? We just going to see if we get something going on. And we're going to push it, no doubt about it. And that's one thing, we do know one thing. See, once the numbers is on the table properly, and we really deal with what's coming up this time tomorrow night, we'll be able to tell you the next level, but we got to set the foundation in this level. But it's more bigger than we think it is. That's what's going on. But we're not going to worry about it. We're going to get up some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Sister G Israel, what do Luke chapter 12, verse 12 say? You can get in that microphone and bring it on in.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So what do we say in Psalms 94, verse 16 pertaining to that? He's going to ask the question in Psalms 94, verse 16. He got a question on the table. Matter of fact, read 14 to get warmed up. Psalm 94, top part of Sabbath day, 94, verse 14 and verse 16. What's that say?
Psalm chapter 94, verses 14 and 16. Psalm chapter 94, verse 14. For Yahweh will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. 16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Since.
Mm-hmm. He said, he's not going to cast off his people. But he asked the question, well, who's going to stand up and make sure they give account of what he got on tape? He said, I'm not going to cast them off. What he said he was going to do out of the mouth of Isaiah the seer in 18 verse 4. He told Isaiah the seer something, exactly what was on his mind. And let's see what he told Isaiah the seer in 18 verse 4. What he said on his
Isaiah.
Mind, that's what the G is representing his mind.
Isaiah chapter 18 verse 4. For so Yahweh said unto me, I will take my rest and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon earth and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
He said, I'm gonna take my rest. He said, I'm just gonna write back in Hosea 5:15. I'm gonna wrap back and be a Hosea 5:15 on the people of the book. What it says in Hosea 5:15?
Hosea chapter 5 verse 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
He said, I tell you what to do. I'm going back to my place. I'm just going to sit there watching. He said, in their affliction, they're going to seek me. They're going to figure it out. So in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, 12 through 14, says what there, Sister G. Israel? He said, I'm going to go and see them and watch you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going watching. And see what he says in Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, 12 through 14. What did he say there, Sister G. Israel?
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 12 through 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. 12. Yes, and all that will live Yahwali in Yahweh the Son shall suffer persecution. 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 14. But continue you in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them.
So he said, now, he was told, now Paul was the one telling Timothy that, told Timothy and Titus that. He's going to make sure now, but he said evil men and women, they're going to wax worse and worse. He said, be clear about that. So Peter pulled that verse, because after you heard him say it, that Peter addressed the southern kingdom, and let's see how he put it in the third chapter, verse 15 through 17. He said, evil man, women's going to wax, they're going to get whatever we said, they're going to start playing to their own mind, and they're going to get heavier and heavier and heavier. And we understand that. So Peter pulled that verse in chapter 3, verse 15 through 17, and what did he say?
Verse 15.
First Peter 3, 15 through 17. What do you say?
First Peter chapter 3, verses 15 through 16.
Through 17.
But sanctify.
Take it down to verse
1
17.
First Peter chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. But sanctify Yahweh in your minds, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 16. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Yahweh the Son. 17. For it is better if the will of Yahweh be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing.
Mm-hmm. He said, look here. So you're going to suffer. He said, but it's better for you to understand you might well suffer for being righteous-doing than evil-doing because in 1 Peter 4, look what it says in verse 7. Then we'll skip down to 17 through 19. So now you're picking back a lesson. So he's saying, he's looking at you. You're dealing with my word, you're going to suffer. He says, but you might as well suffer based upon doing what I got written in this Bible. Because, and Peter's still talking in the seventh, in the fourth chapter, verse 4, he made the final statement in verse 4, then skip down to 17 through 19. And what did he say there, Sister G. Israel?
1 Peter chapter 4, verses 4 and 17 through 19. 1 Peter chapter 4.
Verse 7. Give me verse 7 to get warmed up. Warm me up in verse 7 now, Sister G. Israel. I need verse 7 to get warmed up. Then we'll skip down to 17 through 19.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer. 17.
Hold that point right there. Let me get in on that. Sometimes you have to get in on that to make sure you got ear to ear, because sometimes we're going to break in. He said, read that verse again, verse 7 again.
Verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
Mm-hmm. Because the end is at hand. So let's precept that to Matthew 24. And we look at verse 33 and 35. So Peter is talking 2,000 years ago, saying this thing is the end is near. But we want to know how close is he talking about that we can read in the 24th chapter, verse number 33 and 35. What did he say, Sister G. Israel?
Matthew chapter 24, verses 33 and 35. Matthew chapter 24, verse 33. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Mm-hmm. Sister G. Israel, I got a question, Sister G. Israel. If you hear a knock on your door, how close is that patriarch, if you hear a knock on your door, how close is that?
Feet, a few feet.
If you knock on your door, how close is the patriarch right there? How close is that?
A few feet, immediate.
Yeah, I see.
Depending where you're at.
Oh, so if you know if they knock on your door, they right there. They just on the other side of the door is you. And jail on the other side of the door, that's real close, man. When you hear a knock on your door, that's real close, man.
That is near. It is near.
Right. We clear that Yahweh said he even at the door. So if he at the door and you hear a knock on your door, you say, well, I know I got to respond to it because that's close. Either I'm going to ignore it. But we do know a knock on our door is close. If we sit back and ran back and we hear a knock on our door, we say, wait a minute. We hear a knock on our door, that's close. So somebody have made it real close. The only thing separate us from whoever behind that door is the door. So that big talk he said, he's saying that's how close he is. So he said, and that was said 2,000 years ago. So that big talk is there. He's at the door. That's how close he is. And the Rock chapter 2, 21, where were we at? Let's come back to where we was at. We'll get there in a second. Now come back to where we was at. Where we dropped off of? We jumped in on something. And now let's get back to where we jumped in on there, Sister G. Israel. What did we jump in on?
First Peter chapter 4, verse 17 through 19.
That's right.
First Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the temple of Yahweh. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the covenant teaching of Yahweh? 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the un-Yahwali and the sinner appear?
If the righteous be, what kind of way, Mr. G. Israel? Now the righteous gonna make it, what kind of way?
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
So the righteous, they gonna be, what's that word again?
Scarcely.
Almost none. Yeah, hallelujah. Wow, you're right. Almost none. So on the right, they scarcely going to be saved. So that means we got to figure this out. It's Baruch chapter 4, verse 28. If we know the right is going to be scarcely saved, then I think it's time for Baruch to jump up in there in 4:28 and tell us something. What Baruch got to say? And 4:28.
Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. Oh.
Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. What is that, Israel?
Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so be returned. Seek him 10 times more.
He said, now, if your mind went away from him, he said, you got a whole lot of catching up. So you got to do it. What kind of way you got to do it there, Sister G. Israel? What kind of way we got to do it?
Seek him 10 times more.
Ain't that something? So you see, if you fall behind in Yahweh, he said, okay, you don't fall behind in me. He said, now you gotta put your 10 together. You gotta seek him 10 times more. So you got some that's in cruise control. But you got some, you know, trying to figure this thing out. And if they ever get their mind right, they gotta do it how many times that's with Israel?
10 times more.
Ain't that something? 10 times more. Well, you know, that's putting in a lot of reps. That's putting in a whole lot of reps right there. Let's run to and find out what this means. Let's run to end time prophecy in 2:17 of Revelation. Let's see if we find out something, what's going on out of end time prophecy and 2:17. Because he said you think it's 10 times more. We go on end time prophecy, and let's see exactly what he got on the agenda that we can read. Let's run to Revelation chapter 2 and pick up verse 17.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the congregation of Israel. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden man, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receiveth it.
Well, that part that took the years, right? Stop it all again, because that's some big stuff you just put on table. Yeah, we be waiting to hear what is he trying to say. Give me that verse again. Read that verse again, that's some years, right?
Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the congregation of Israel.
He's got delayed. You want to delay? What the answer is?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sister G, back up and give me that one verse.
Let him hear what the Spirit says unto the congregation of Israel.
That's big time.
Okay,
good. Well, hold on. Let me get an answer, Jay. So now you say he either got here or she got here. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Let's see hold that point right there. Let's see what Yahweh said about his Spirit. Let's go see what he says in Matthew 12, 31, and 32. Let's see what he says about his Spirit. He says, hear what the Spirit is saying. Let's find out a little bit more about that by going to Matthew 12, 31, and 32.
Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 through 32. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
That's excellent, Jesus. Break that down with his mask and the audience. What is they saying? What is he saying with that Matthew's chapter, wherever we at? What is he saying? What is he saying there, Sister Jesus? Can we break that down and for this nice audience to hear exactly what he's saying? What he's saying, 31 and 32. What is he saying?
All is forgiven except for blasphemy against the Spirit. The word is Spirit.
So can you break that down for us? What is he trying to tell us?
All is forgiven except blasphemy against the Spirit.
So if the Spirit got something to say, and you pay the Spirit no never mind, what do you got coming? Because we read a verse pertaining to that Spirit, right? So we just read something, Sister G. Now we're gonna do a little edifying this national audience on what you just got to read. Now, according to what we read, this Mother DF said, I got something. What you got, Mother? Break it down, that Mother DF. Go on, break it down, DF. What is he saying in that 31, 32? See, that's what it's all about. I got something. You got something, Mother DF Israel? What you got? So you going to break it down. Go ahead and break it down, Mother DF Israel. What is he saying when he's saying in 31, 32? What is going on for me? We read an end-time prophecy. He or she that got the ear. Hear what the Spirit got to say. So now what is that saying, Most D of Israel in 31 and 32? Can you, go ahead. You say you got something. What you got? Come on. Brother Elijah, let your nap on and hear you.
To bring the word of Yahweh.
Uh-huh. So
you gotta listen to what he's saying. Or there's no forgiveness.
If you trespass against
the word of Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Well, so with that understanding, if we find out that the Memphis spirit is getting ready to say something, and we pay the Memphis spirit no never mind. He said, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. Now, Yahweh made it plain. Now, and hold that point. Mother dear Bishop, give me Titus 1, verse 2. Give me Titus 1, verse 2 behind me. Yes, dear, but you might well hear a little bit more on that one. Titus 1, verse 2. What it says in Titus 1, verse 2. It comes right back into that, what we get in 2:17. Coming right back after we hear from Titus 1, verse 2.
Titus chapter 1 verse 2.
What it say?
In hope of eternal life.
Uh-huh.
Which Yahweh that cannot lie.
Uh-huh.
Promised before the world began.
Oh, okay. Now we on something. Now come on back to Revelation 2:17. Now the national orders have been informed. When you read in your Bible, if you hear this verse again, in 17 is for you to be high alert on it. What it say in 2:17 again? Israel, what it say?
Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the congregation of Israel. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receives it.
Oh, he going to give you something being hid from you. So what he going to do, he going to give you something that's been hid from you. If you hear what the Spirit has to say, then he's going to give you something that's been hid, some hidden manna from you. But he said you got to have an ear to hear what's been hid from you. And in Psalms 91, can you help me out? What have been hid from us in Psalms 91? He said, listen, if y'all listen to me, I'm going to give you something that have been hid from you. And Brother Yahweh Israel, pull that verse out that you read last week with David when Yahweh says in Psalms 69 that I'm going to give back to you what I didn't take from you. He said, I ain't taking it from you. He said, I ain't taking nothing from you, but I'm going to give it back. But you got to have an ear to hear to receive it back, because you just can't be, well, I'm Israel. Okay, yeah, there's more to it than that. By being just Israel. Huh? Well, I'm Israel. Okay. All right. And he already made a final statement there, Mother Israel. Look what he says over here in Matthew, behind said, I'm Israel. Look what he says in Matthew 3, verse number 9. Oh, well, you know, I know I'm an Israelite. Then his cousin said, let me get in and say something behind that. Let me get in and say something. What did he say, my dear Israel?
Matthew chapter 3, verse 9.
Yeah, what did he say?
And think not to say within yourself.
What?
We have Abraham to our father.
Yeah, Abraham is our father.
For I say unto you.
What?
That Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
He's like, yeah. Don't. Well, I know my genealogy, I know my lineage. Yeah, okay, good. But that ain't going to get you nothing. But if you ignore what you're hearing right now, that is not going to save you. Because now give me my verse, Brother Yahweh Israel. Yes, sir. Hear what it said. What it said, Brother Yahweh Israel?
What's that? Verse number
What do it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Let's see what that says. Because a lot of people saying, well, I know on Israel, okay, that's a good thing that they have been restored back to you to know that you're Israel. But if the Spirit got something to say behind you being Israel, and his cousins just told you that he could turn these stones to Israel, so you just can't go on that. He said, that ain't gonna hold up now. By you just being Israel, there's a little more to it, because Yahweh said, I'm trying to give you something that he done what, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Psalm 59, verse 4.
Listen good.
He said, they hate me without a cause. More than the hairs of my head.
So they hate Yahweh more than the hairs of his head. Ain't that something?
And they would destroy me.
If they had a chance, they'd do what?
Destroy me.
Glory.
In my enemies wrongfully.
Go ahead.
That which I took not away.
He said, look here, but I still understood one thing. I'm going to go back to you what has been taken away from you. He said, I didn't take it away from you. I did not take it away from you. He said, if I'm going to restore back to you, although they hated me like the hairs on my head, so I might well rest in peace behind talk like that. Because I know old Seal, he's a very hated man. But one thing about it, he know one thing. He going to tell you some dust says Yahweh, because Yahweh said he went through it. So why'd I think that I'm not going to go to it? Good. Now, we got that on the table, so we understand that. Now let's go back with that understanding, Sister G. Israel. So we got a perfect understanding. Now we know how to read that verse again. He that got to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So when the Spirit is talking, remember one thing. When he makes a statement, you ignore what the Spirit of Yahweh is saying, then you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. So you just take a time bomb if you don't hear what the Spirit got to say. Now what the Spirit says again, he going to do out of the mouth of John, because the Spirit came to John to tell him, and the Spirit was talking straight from the Son, from the Father. And what he said in the next verse 18, now the Spirit is doing the talking. So we supposed to, hold that part, Brother Micaiah, give me a book called Hebrew. It's called Hebrew. Give me 2 verse 1. It will be easy to do. See, once we understand this rules and regulations, what we're supposed to do in the book of Hebrew, look at the title called Hebrew in 2:1.
The book of Hebrew, chapter 2, verse 1.
Listen.
Verse 1.
What?
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
You see the man saying? He's to take ease now, because you can mess up, let the stand do what, Brother Micaiah?
At any time we should let them slip.
See, we don't just say slip. So we clear now, when we read our Bible, if we hear the Spirit, get him out, I'm going. We're going to take honest heed to what he get ready to say. Because if you let the Mr. Spirit word get past you, and it's up past you, we read in 31:32, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. So we all on the same page so far. Come on back there, Sister G. Israel. We built it up pretty good now to go to the next verse 18 now.
Revelation chapter 2. Verse 18, and unto the ministering spirits of the congregation of in Terea, write, these things saith the Son of Yahweh, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
But hold on, let's go back up again now. because you brought in something real good. But come on back a little bit and get me back to the hidden manna now. So the middle of the spirit says,
and unto the messenger of the congregation of Israel in Perea write, these things saith the Son of Yahuwah, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
Hold on, that's what the G is, Red. Come back to verse 17 again. Let's walk this thing real slowly down, because we missing something, and I want to bring a point out. We want to get what he says, what the Spirit got to say, and the Spirit says something that was such thing that he said. We want to hear that again on the top of the Saturday. Come back up there, Sister G, Israel. Let's see what they're saying.
Revelation.
Back to our machine again. Yeah, come back to verse 17. Take your time, Sister G, Israel.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the congregation of Israel. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that received it.
Right there. Hold on. Let me get a little shot in on that one. He said, if you overcome it, you're going to get some of this hidden manna. Something that's been hid from you. But you got to overcome it. And he says, if you overcome it, I'm going to give you some of this old hidden manna. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a new name. So we know clearly that we know that what our name is. But we really don't know what we going to know when he get us to what he want to get us to. There are a lot of things that going to be restored back to our memories, exactly who you are, more plainly. And that was that 1,000 years of them. Everything going to be restored back to you so plainly. You the high end of the world. That's who I am. Yes, that's who you is. So he gonna let you know finally that big gap. He gonna tighten up that big gap. And that's why he gonna take his time to let you really know what this thing is all about. See, that's some big talk right there. Now let's run to Psalm 91 just for a minute. Let's go to Psalm 91 for a minute. That's some big talk he just said there, Sister G. Israel. So it's something that we do not know, and that was taken away from you. But he said, hey, I'm going to restore it back to you. So you aren't going to get so much of it now, but you'll get the whole big gargle of it if you overcome it. The hidden malice is some things that's hid from you that'll link you, I mean, face to face, without the gap between Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. In between there's a big old gap. Well, we know our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, yeah, we do know that. But it's a big gap in there that he said, I'm going to clean that up when you get to, if you overcome. You saying a whole lot now, but we can go forward, but we ain't. We'll leave that part. And what you're reading, that's what the G Israel. Read that 91, verse 1.
Psalm chapter 91, verse 1. Psalm chapter 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Oh, now you'll drop a clue. He said, he or she that dwells in the secret place. Going to start getting a little of this information. So you got to get into the secret place. Now read Deuteronomy 29:29, and what is that secret place that we have to make sure we clear How about we all up in it? I got my eye on you, Brother Yahgar Israel. You let me know when you is. I got my eye on you now. So that circuit place is what? Let's see what's going on here in that circuit place. What you got in 29 out of the heavenly tablets called the first five books? What you working with, Sister G. Israel?
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things that belong unto Yahweh, our Yahweh. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah instruction.
Ain't that something? The secret thing lies into the Torah instruction. The secret thing lies into the first five books. That's where the secret thing lies at. In the first five books. So, if that's the case, when we go to the first five books, down Sister G. Israel, and we'll go to Leviticus, chapter 18, let's see if we find out some secret things that's written in the book called Leviticus, chapter 18. Let's see, can we read some of this good stuff? I'm going to Leviticus chapter 18. Thank you, that Mother D.F. Israel. But we want to see what some of this secret stuff is talking about in verse number 1 and 2. Let's see, can we read a little of the secret stuff they're talking about. It says, it's written in the Torah instruction. What's written in there? Secret stuff. What's written in the Torah instruction, verse 1 and 2? What's written?
Leviticus, chapter 18, verses 1 through 2. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So the secret thing is, tell the children of Israel who I am. That's one thing. And what he said in verse 4 and 5?
Verse 4 through 5. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. 5. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am Yahweh.
He's talking about if you keep what he got on tape, you will do what? To the Israel? You can do what with it?
Mm-hmm. Keep. You shall walk in their ordinance.
And you can live in it. You saying, look here, if you keep what I got on the table, you can live in it. You know what he said? Huh? Is that what he said? What he said in 26 and 27.
Verses 26 through 27.
And then 29 and 30. What did he say in verse 26, 27, 29, 30? So we're talking about you can even live in it. Some secret stuff. What is he saying in verse 26, 27, 29, and verse 30? Let's see what he says.
Verses 26 through 27 and 29 through 30. Verse 26, mm-hmm. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. 27, for all these abominations they have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. 29, For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit to them shall be cut off from among their people. The 30. Therefore shall you keep mine ordinances, that you commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile not yourselves therein. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
To the children of Israel. 1, 2, and 3 in the 19th chapter. What do you say? 1, 2, and 3 in the 19th chapter. What do you say? Look at G Israel. He talking to, he making it plain. Hope up. What do you say in 19, 1, 2, and 3?
Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 through 3. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 2. Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be righteous, for I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am righteous. 3. You shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Verse 27.
You shall not round the corners of your heads, neither shall you mar the corners of your beard.
Make it 19:27. We just came out of 19:1, 2, and 3, and just slide on down to verse 37. Let's see what
37. Therefore shall you observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am Yahweh.
Oh, you got the word all in there. All of them in doing. Now let's go back to Revelation again, chapter 10, verse 7 to 11. I know you need to know Yahweh Israel.
Revelation.
Revelation chapter 10, verse 7 through 11. Let's see this real good now, because remember, John is writing it hereafter. And we're going to talk about this hidden man and all this stuff. So it's all about doing what this man's saying so far. Then what he says in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7 down through 11. What he says to the G Israel, C Ray.
Revelation chapter 10, verses 7-11. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh ministering spirit, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yahweh shall be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the seers. 8. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book, which is open in the hand of the ministering spirit, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. 9. And I went unto the ministering spirit and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make your belly bitter, but it shall be in your mouth sweet as honey. 10. And I took the little book out of the ministering spirit's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. 11. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings.
That's the talk of death. So you can't just take this information you got and just run back and dash it flat. He said, no, he said, no, once you got it, okay, give me a loop. So he made him a final statement. He said, now once you get your hand on that little book, which is what you call now the Bible, he said, now you just can't keep on to get the Bible and now you ain't going to say nothing. He said, no. He said, you got to, say, Mother D of Israel, give me 33rd chapter, Ezekiel, verse number 33. 33, 33, had waiting on me. So he's saying, listen, he said, John, a messenger spirit got a little book in his hand. You go and grab that book in your hand, but once you get informed on that book, you got to go and talk about it before many. And when we clear on this network, it's over 100,000 plus on the international side. He said, you want to say something. You just can't get this information now. You really going to jack your slack. So he, what did he get ready to say, Brother Makai? What is he saying? Where we say 48? What is he saying?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 48.
What did he say?
48. But he said, do not get commit things worthy of strife.
Yeah.
Should be beaten with few stripes.
Right.
For unto whomsoever much is given.
Oh, so to whomsoever much is given,
of whom shall be much required.
Oh, so if he give you something like he gave John, he just couldn't sit on it. How much, what did he say, what's going on table now?
Of him shall be much required.
Uh-huh, go ahead and read.
And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more.
And not only that, they ask for some more. See, he said, when he give you something, not until you know the spirit is ready to go, you'll say, hey, I want to give me some more. You know, hey, give me some more. So that's when you start taking a double check. Uh-oh. The life of his prophecy being unfolding. The more you get, the more you ask for. That's it. What does it say that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 33.
What does it say?
And when this comes,
he's not when these things come past now.
No, it will come.
Oh, it's going to come now. What time is that? What?
Then shall they know.
It will be clearly they know. What?
Has been among them.
Oh, it will be revealed once you start seeing these things. Because Book of G Israel is written in 119 verse 100. What is written? What is written in Psalm 119 verse 100? So G Israel, what's written there? So it's time now for people to start saying, I'm hearing some things now that all my degrees have never showed me none of this right here. I'm seeing things unfolding now. What it read is, what does it read now in the book called, well, we said it, come on back to 10 verse 7 again, and we'll tie that in again. 119 verse 100. What is it saying there, Sister G. Israel?
Psalm chapter 18 verse 100.
Yeah, what's it saying?
Psalm chapter 118 verse 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts.
But David said the reason why he understands more than the ancients. Because he do what?
Keep the precepts.
Keep
your precepts.
So there go another thing. You can understand more than the ancient, but you have to be able to do a few things. What is that? Look at
keep your precepts.
So there it is right there. So that's what I understand and come at. Now look what he said again in 10 verse 7 again. Now, he made a final statement now, oh, Sister G. Israel, we got to deal with it now because it's on the table. It ain't no accident, Yahweh, What are you saying in 10, verse 7 of Revelation? Now read that. Read that as you like alarm going off. What it says in 10, verse 7.
Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh ministering spirit, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of Yahuwah should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the seed.
Ain't that something? So you're telling me already that if somebody know already what's going on, he's waiting. He just only waiting on the computer to keep up with this thing. So he said he already had revealed some things already, and that's why the seal got to make sure he's clear. He understands what the position is and what time it is. We know we got enemies on left and right. We understand that. But we know what it says in Amos 3, verse 6 and 7. What does it say that, Sister G. Israel? Amos 3, 6 and 7. Well, my God, read 3 to get warmed up. Well, read verse 3 to get warmed up. Read 3 and get warmed up.
Amos chapter 3, verses 6 and 7.
So read verse 3 to get warmed up. What's the verse
3? Amos chapter 3, verses 3 and verses 6 through 7.
Well, make it 6 through 8 now. Make it 6 on verse 8 now. Read verse 3 and skip down to 6 down to verse 8. Just read it out. And bring your A reading on this one there, Sister G. Israel. He says something. He said, I need a little A reading on this one right here, verse 3. Get down to 6 through 8. What it say?
Amos chapter 3, verses 3 and 6 through 8. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? 6. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city? And Yahuwah has not done it. 7. Surely Yahuwah will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the seer. 8. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? Yahuwah has spoken. Who can but prophesy?
Ain't that something? You know what this man is saying? This man made up a foul statement. So, he made it plain. Now, you know you hear a lion roar for a lion bit the front door. You hear a lion roar, ain't you going to pay up to what? You hear a lion roaring out there. You that gets your attention. He says, he's telling you the hidden manner, the mystery on what you got to do in the days that's right now. But all of it, now go to Brother McKay, give me of 12, verse 14 of St. John. So he made a profound statement. So listen, we have to be clear of what this man's saying. He says, now, the mystery have already been told to his servant, the seer. It already been told to him, because he made it plain in 12, 14 of St. John, Brother McKay. He made a profound statement. He said something, and what did he say?
Book of St. John, chapter 12, verse 14.
What did it say?
14.
What did it say?
And Yahuwah the Son, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon. And it is written.
Well, is that 12, 14? That's 12, 14? Well, make it 14, 12 then.
12.
Yeah, make it 14, 12. Let's see what he's saying. Because he's saying something, and we got to hear what he's saying. Because he's saying something.
Book of John, chapter 14, verse 12.
What it say?
Verse 12.
What it say?
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
what?
He that believeth on me, the works that I do,
yes,
shall he do also.
Who gonna do it also?
The works that I do, he shall do also.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
And greater works.
what did you say?
Better work.
Hurry.
Indeed, till he do.
Yeah, what he gonna do?
Because I go into my Father.
So he's saying that I'm going to sit on right hand of my Father. So all that you're trying to get in contact with me, well, why don't you, what you want to say is the Father's saying? You're trying to get in contact with me, and so I'm going to wait on, like they say, in the Christianity, I'm going to wait on the Lord to tell me something.
Yeah.
Okay, good. But that ain't what he just said. And that ain't what he said, did he? Well, what did he just say at 14:12?
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 12.
Yeah, what did he say?
Very, very, I say to you.
What?
He believing on me.
What?
The work that I do.
What?
He do also.
Great.
And greater works than these shall he do.
You mean all the stuff that Yahweh did is somebody going to come do what after that?
Greater works.
You reading that? So what is he going to do?
Because I'm going to my Father.
So now is he telling the truth, or he just all blowing smoke? What is the man saying? What is he saying then? Because you're not telling me what he's saying. Could anybody tell me what he's saying in 14 verse 12? Could anybody tell me what he says in 14 verse 12? Take a shot at it, Sister G. Israel. What is he saying? Sister G. Israel, take a shot at 14:12. Sister G. Israel, take a shot at it.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 21.
Well, no, take a shot at what we just said. Take a shot at that.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes in me, on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Take a shot at that, G. Take a shot at it.
Explain. He's going to the Father, and seers will come, leadership will come after him.
Is that what he's saying?
To keep it moving.
That
you believe on him. That you keep it moving. Believe on him.
Well, no, a little bit more. We won't take another shot. Anybody clap? Take a shot at that.
Take a shot at
that, bro. Now listen real good is what's said, Mahdi Abizra, and bring it out. And look what it says in verse number 35. Yeah, 735. I'll bring your A game on 735. This can kind of break down what he's saying.
Acts chapter 7, verse 35.
Listen to this.
This Moses.
This Moses.
Whom you refused.
Yeah, who you refused, saying.
Who made you a ruler and a judge.
Who made you a ruler and a judge. Who made you a ruler and a judge. Hey, Moses. Who made you a ruler and a judge? Now listen, now.
The same. Is Yahweh sin to be a ruler?
Wait. How many rulers?
The A ruler.
A ruler.
And a deliverer by the hand of the ministering spirit,
which
appeared to him.
No, to them. No, he appeared to them.
Appeared to him in the bush.
Now, Brother McKay, you want to take another shot at that 14-12 one more time, man? You going to take it? You going to take a shot at it again in 14-12 one more time? It's before the national audience.
Yeah, I'll take a shot at it again.
Take a shot at it again. After the precept.
After the precept.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Take a shot at it again in 14 verse 12.
14 verse 12, I'll read it out.
St.
John chapter 14 verse 12.
What it say?
Barely, I say unto you.
What?
He that believe on me. The work that I do. Shall he do also.
Said, no, they gonna do it.
Shall he do also.
Oh, he gonna do it also. Go ahead.
And greater works than these shall he do.
He gonna do also. Go ahead.
Because I go into my Father.
Mm-hmm.
So verse 12, let us know he gonna raise up to do the work. He was doing, he's going to do greater work.
He's going to do deals.
He's going to do greater work than he was doing because that's why the Son went up to the Father.
So there's no need to call on him, right?
No, he sent the one that's going to do the greater work.
You see that? Now you see what we're going to learn. Soon as the seer get it, what he got to do, now back up, Sister G, we look at verse 3. Of Exodus, let's see exactly how this hot potato works that we can read. Look at verse 3:16. How it works. Exodus 3:16. Let's see how it works. Since we understand that now, how this thing will unfold, so when we get ready to read, we can be clear what's going on. What it says in Exodus 3:16. So we're clear that the Son said, I'm going to go back and sit on the right hand of my Father. And he going to do greater works than me. But what the he going to do? What is the he going to do according to 3:16? Of Exodus, what the he going to do?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say unto them, Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen the which is done to you in Mizpah.
Uh-huh. Now, who won't take a shot at that now? So now, we clear that he's going back to the Father. We clear about that. But he going to do greater work, but what is he going to do that we can read? Who going to take a shot at that? Who going to talk bad and take a shot at that?
Same, right?
Yeah. According to verse 16, who going to take a shot at that?
He clearly stated it.
A little bit louder now. I'll read with Bates.
I mean, he clearly stated it.
Talk with Bates.
He clearly stated in the book of Exodus chapter 3 verse 16 that what the seer gonna be doing?
What he gonna be doing?
He gonna tell me that's what he gotta do. He gotta go gather the elders of Israel together.
Oh, so that's responsibility of the seer. He gonna get to gather the elders together. So the next move after he receives what got to be told, he must gather the elders together. Of who?
The family of Israel.
So So his next move he must do, he must immediately go look for the elders of Israel and blow in their ear on the next move. And that will be reading. Sister G. Israel, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Pick it verse 23 down to verse 27. So once we understand the protocol of this thing, then we'll be able to look at this thing unfold itself and look what's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23 down to verse 27. What is written, Sister G. Israel?
1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verses 23 through 27.
Yeah, listen up.
And this I do for the gospel's sake, gospel polluted for covenant teaching, that I might be partaker thereof with you. 24. Know you not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run, that you may obtain. 25. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. 27. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
When I have taught others. Ain't no preaching, it's over with now. That's over with. You can get that on the Benny Hinn show. That preaching. No, it's not the opposite of preaching. We heard enough of that. This time, the what? It was a little bit long. Preaching now. We don't heard enough of that.
Yeah.
We don't heard enough of that soap opera. This time for the what?
Teaching.
He said, but after I've done all that good teaching, I got to make sure I keep myself because I guess where I'll be kicked off into the corner somewhere. So that's my point. You can't take it for granted. Every opportunity you get, you're supposed to step your game up. Because the bottom line is, after I have showed people what this thing is saying, the elders and everything else, I still got to hold this thing tight. Because it's got it written over in 64 verse 6 there, Brother Micaiah, in Isaiah. He made it plain. Mother of Israel, have me Revelation, Ezekiel chapter 3. Verse 20 and 21 waiting on me. What he say in 64 verse 6? What he say there in Isaiah there, Brother Micaiah? What he say? D. Israel, help me on the 16th chapter 29 through 34 of Leviticus.
Book of Isaiah.
What he say?
Chapter 64 verse 6.
What he say?
Verse 6.
What?
But we are all an unclean thing.
We all is an unclean thing.
And all our righteousness are as filthy rags.
And all our righteousness are as what?
Filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf.
And we all gonna fade as a leaf.
And our sin, like the wind, have taken us away.
You see the man saying? So ain't nobody got a clear card on any none of this. Much is given, much is required. So when he blesses you with his word, you can't worry about who on the right hand, who on the left hand. You got to know. Because we all is what again, Brother Micaiah?
We all are as filthy rags.
We all as filthy rags. That's why he gave us a day to get yourself together. To walk in the newness of life. And if you blow that, unless you on already, well, I'm graduating, I'm not a fifth to rag. But he said, all of us tied to that.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
That's right.
Is that what he said?
That's right.
So you got to be on your P's and Q's all the time. I'm always ready to do Yahuwah's will. He might have something on his mind. Just want to make sure the way I went out according to your word. What are you reading now, Mother? Be up Israel, the third chapter, verse 20 and 21 with some audio of Ezekiel. What you reading?
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
Well, you might as well read 17 just to get warm and find out what's really going on in 17. What's going on? Let's get a key to this thing real quick in verse 17.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17.
Listen good.
Son of man.
Son of man.
I have made you a watchman unto the family of Israel.
So, okay. Go ahead.
Therefore. Hear the word at my mouth.
And so, son of man, I'll make you a watchman over the whole nation of Israel. That's your responsibility. Hear the word at who?
At my mouth.
At my mouth.
Give them warning from me.
And that's all we be doing. And that's all we're going to do. Give you warning with the man. I know. Well, I don't like me no seal. Okay, good. But in the same time, you heard the man say it. Tell the man, I'll make you a watchman. I'll bless you with things that the world trying to figure out what you're saying. And then on the computers in it everywhere. Tell the man. But you're a watchman for the nation of Israel. Hear what I got to say and tell them about me. Is that what we do?
Yeah,
well. Hallelujah. Well. Now skip down to verse 20 and 21.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 20 and 21.
Listen, God.
Again, when a righteous man or woman do turn his farm, it's to her righteousness.
So if a righteous person, okay, I've been in the same 5 years, 20 years. I've been, now all of a sudden I think I can jack my slack. I'm going to turn from my Torah keeping. I'm going to figure out me something else to do for a minute or two. What did he say?
And committed sin.
And committed what?
Sin.
Right.
And lay a stumbling block.
And what y'all going to do?
Lay a stumbling block.
He'll lay a stumbling block. He'll get rid of your brain and give you a stumbling block in your brain. You'll think you on something, but you ain't on nothing. That's a stumbling block in your brain. Go ahead.
Before him or her.
Yeah.
He shall die because thou hast not given him or her warning.
So, but if the fear remind you, take honest heed to this thing. Every day go at this thing like it's your last. Regardless what they say on the left hand or the right hand. Mm-hmm. Go at this thing as it's your last. Go ahead.
He or she shall die in their sin.
Uh-huh.
And their righteousness, which he has done.
I mean, I don't care how many Sabbaths that you keep. I don't care how many feast days that you keep. Mm-hmm. All is on the table. What did he say?
Shall not be remembered.
He said, I ain't going to remember nothing you ever did. He said, look here, I ain't going to remember nothing you ever did. This is not what you call a world thing called seniority. Mm-hmm. Well, I drive the bus, and I got 20 years on the bus. And he a person got 2 years on the boat, I'm going to bump him. You ain't going to bump no Yahuwah. I don't care what time you come in, he better find you doing what the man telling you to do. I don't care how much time the seer got in this thing. Every day when he come on the network or wherever he's teaching at, he go at it like his last. Because it could be his last. So you can't take nothing for granted and jack your slack on the word of Yahuwah. Now, precept that, Brother Micaiah in Sirach 21, verse 2. Look what this man said. Now, Sirach pulled that verse. Sirach 21, verse 2. He pulled that verse in 21, verse 2. And look what he says in 21, verse 2. What did he say that, Brother Micaiah? Sirach 21, verse 2. What did he say?
Book of Sirach, chapter 21, verse 2.
Listen good.
Verse 2.
What does it say?
Flee from sin.
What?
Flee from sin.
Flee from sin. Go ahead and breathe.
And from the face of a serpent.
Now, you give me an example. You know if a snake come running up on you right now, boy, you will leave whatever destination you on and get out the window, hang, do, holler, and get everything. That's what you better do about this sand thing. But that like a snake is just, it's so close to you now. And when you see it, I bet you, I don't care what you're doing, if you see a snake close by you, you're going to wild west, break out, right? That's what the man telling you about this sand. Now, the man tell you about this sin? You the man tell you? It's so close to you, look down and see it. Oh, that's just a poison snake next to me. You ain't going to do that, is you? Huh? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So what is Yahuwah saying about this sin here? Huh? Dr. John tell you now. Read it, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Sirach, chapter 21, verse 2.
Listen to that.
2.
What?
Flee for sin.
Good.
As from the face of a serpent.
Right. As the face of a serpent. That's how I want you to flee from sin. And what is the biblical definition of sin I want you to flee from? Brother Micaiah, Israel. 1 John 3:3-4. What is the biblical? I want you to flee from it just like a snake. It's just sitting there right with you, and all of a sudden you look in one direction. Yeah, I remember they had a wrestling match going on. They had a guy called the snake man. What was his name? What was the snake man name? The snake. And I was like, how big the big guy was? Well, Jake the snake take that bag. Snake on the field, everybody. That would a man tell you about this doggone seeing you up under. He said, look at it as Jake the Snake have visited you and put that serpent right down in on your feet. I bet you moved out the way. They so busy watching that bag, they couldn't get their wrestling on. Looking at that bag. So Jake the Snake put that bag close enough. You know that snake in that bag, so your mind on that bag, right? And I'm not going to give you one of these stunners and break your neck real quick. You see what's going on?
Yeah.
This is what Yahuwah is telling you about the sin that you're doing. You got to look at it as Jake the Snake at your front door with a bag of a cobra snake is in you when it comes down to the sin. Read it, Brother Micaiah.
The book of 1 John chapter 3. Verse 3 and 4.
What it say?
Verse 3.
What it say?
And every man that has his hope, has his hope.
Every man got this hope. All woman, you got this hope now.
And every man that has this hope in him.
What?
Purified himself.
Yes.
Even as he is pure.
Good.
Verse 4.
What?
Whosoever committed sin.
Transgresses
also the Torah
instruction. Yes.
For sin is the transgressions of the Torah instructions, the first five books.
The first five books. So if you break in the first five books, he said, flee from that. As a big old cobra snake is when you look one direction and see it crawling your way. You're going to get up out of that room, ain't you?
Yeah.
That's what he's telling you about what you're doing. Keep on dragging your feet. He giving you example. He said, I'm at the door with a snake in my hand. What you going to do? Your time is going to run out. Now, come on, answer the G's, right? We're going to build a hype up to get to the 16th chapter, verse 29 through 34. And what is it saying? This is Israel. What's it saying?
Can't tell me. Leviticus 16. Leviticus chapter 16, verses 29 through 34. And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month.
Wait a minute, Mr. G. This is going to be a statute for how long?
Forever unto you.
Hold that point. I need to find out a little bit more on that point because that's the Bible statement. It's about telling me something forever. I'm going to ask you, well, what's your potential to tell me something that's forever? I got to find out something about you. You're going to tell me this forever. I need your resume. So I got to find out who's just talking like that, tell me this is going to be forever. I got to find out a little bit more about what's going on here. Let's go to 16 verse 1. I need to find out who's talking.
Verse 1. 1 and 2.
I need to find out who's talking. See, that's powerful talking. If somebody going to tell me this forever and tell me this, I've been doing it forever. Who is you telling me to talk like that? 16, 1 and 2.
Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. And Yahweh spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before Yahweh and died. 2. And Yahweh said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron your brother, that he come not at all times into the righteous place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not. For I will appear in the clouds upon the mercy seat.
So he said, look here, you go tell that old brother yours that's supposed to be the fear, and you the Yahweh my fed. You tell him don't mess around and get no dreaming and start doing things without checking with you first. You just can't make no move anytime you get ready. That's what he's saying. You tell that old piece of brother yours, don't be making a move anytime you get ready. Make sure you are checked with his leadership to make sure he's on point. You know what the brother said back in the day? Old brother said, we let him stretch out a little bit. And he said, can't no cold-blooded man teach me. Can't no cold-blooded man teach me. Brother, did you come out on our gate to get in our where we at? Now, all of a sudden, now we can't teach you nothing now, huh? You want to graduate. Can't no cold-blooded man teach me. Yeah. But he telling, tell old Aaron, Aaron's the seer, according to Exodus 7:1. Then, listen, you tell Aaron, don't mess around, let no spear get his head and get out of order. He know his contact is you, just like your contact is me. Stay in order. That's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. Stay in order. This is an order, Yahweh. How you think you're going to break rank with Yahweh and you going to say, thus says Yahweh? Why are you saying, thus says Yahweh? And he just said he'll went back to heaven and he going to take it from there. There all would be a he there. And now why are you saying, thus says, oh, I'm waiting on the law to take me something? It don't work like that. You can't break the protocol. You got it laid out. How you want the agency to be done? So he said, look, you go tell that old brother yours. Although I made him a seer and said more on Exodus. Don't just all of a sudden, because you the seer, now you want to break out and walk up here, because I might be down there talking to Moses. And I'm just going to look at you and know all the power. I might kill that brother yours. Then like I got to kill them old piece of songs of yours that offer me strange fire in the 10th chapter. You don't got them right. Now they won't do their own thing. So I gave an example in Leviticus 10. I killed them and told you everybody come out and look at the burning and beware of the burning of Yahweh as I burn them all up. The man got order. Either you're going to do order or the man going to kill you. That's simple as that. So we tell you, you do order or the man going to kill you. Order is the way he set it up. He ain't going to change. He said in 3:6 of America, I don't change. Hebrews 13:8-9, I don't change. So once we understand that he got rules and regulations, you want to get in line or the man going to kill you. That's what the man saying. What you reading that, Sister G. Israel? Who reading something?
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29.
Hold that part, Sister G. Hold that part. So who is doing all the talking, Sister G. Israel? Now we read 29. We're gonna read it again. So now who hand is in this? What we get ready to read?
But I didn't read it. I read verses 1 through 2.
Well, we read 1, verse 2. Who's doing a great big tall talking in 1 and 2?
1 through 2.
Yeah, who's doing
the son?
He doing all the talking? That's the one talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well. Uh-huh. All right, get down to verse 29. Get to me. So Moses is giving an instruction and having his own piece of problem to bring it back to him. Now, guess what he said in verse 29? What did he say in 29? So we're going to set it all up. We got the hype out the way. Verse 29.
And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that should join among you.
Tell to the G Israel. He said you got to afflict your soul. What that supposed to mean? He says Yahweh is telling Moses on the seventh month, on the tenth day, you got to afflict your body, your soul. What case in point can we read on that? We need to get a case in point. What do you mean by afflict yourself? Just want you to jump for the mark there. Oh, hold up, Brother Makai, pick it. Run a journal real quick. And it's run to 6 and 7. But Mother D.F. Israel, give me 149 and St. John first. Give me 149, then give me Jonah chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. Have that waiting on me. 6, 7, and verse 10. Jonah, chapter 3, 6, 7, and 10. Had that waiting on me. But after the mother D.F. Israel, read 149.
St. John, chapter 1, verse 49.
Mm-hmm.
And they say your answer.
And they say your answer.
They said unto him.
What did he say to him?
Rabbi. Thou art the son of Yahweh.
You are the son of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. What?
Thou art the king of
Israel. Who is the king of?
Israel.
All right, so he's the king of Israel. Now, we're going to build a hype up. So the king, we talk about the king of Israel. Okay. Come on back, Brother Makai. With that understanding, we're going to Jonah chapter verse 3, 6, 7, and verse 10. Let's see what he say.
The book of Jonah chapter 3, verse 6, 7, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Well, hold that part right there. Hold that point for a minute. So, G Israel, give me Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Zechariah 2, 6 and 7. Let's build a hype up. Let's build a hype up.
Zechariah chapter 2. Zechariah chapter 2, verses 6 through 7.
Yeah, what it says?
Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith Yahweh, for I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith Yahweh. Seth, deliver yourself, O Zion, polluted for city of David, Yahweh Judah, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon.
Ain't that sad? So, Sister G, where is the nation of Israel scattered at according to what the street? Where are they at? Where are they at?
For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, north, east, west, and south.
Where are they at?
North, south, west, and east.
Ain't that something? Everywhere. And you say you're all the way out. It's you got
to
what again in the next verse? And what you
got to
do in the next verse? What you
got to
do?
Deliver yourself.
Oh, you got to do what? You
deliver
yourself. Ooh. So you got to deliver yourself. Just look here. Ain't nobody going to come down and they took out them rocks. He's made them rocks. He's out to turn these rocks into Israelites. There ain't nothing. It's something you got to do. It's something you got to do. You got to deliver yourself. So I'm required on you to do something. And let me pull a rabbit out of that. And Moses of Israel, Monday Ezekiel 20 and verse 43. I got to pull a rabbit out of that behind that. Look at Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 43. He said, you got to deliver yourself. Now, I tell you what I do. Now, how you going to do that? I called on him. Listen to what he says, how you deliver yourself. Ezekiel 20, verse 43.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 43. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doings, wherein you have been defiled, and you shall love yourselves in your own sight for all your evil that you have committed.
Ain't that something? So what we got to do again? Who will take a shot at that? What we got to do again? We got to do what? According to verse 43. Oh, I ain't hear nothing now.
Remember.
You got to remember. That's how you deliver yourself. You won't have to remember. You won't have to remember, but remember what? Brother Micaiah, 32, 6, and 7 of Deuteronomy. What you got to remember? What you got to remember? Deuteronomy 32. Verse 6 and 7. What you got to remember?
Verse
32. Mm-hmm.
Verse
6 and 7. What does
it say? Verse 6.
What does
it say? Jesus, we quit. Yahweh.
Yeah.
Oh, foolish people and unwise.
Foolish people that's unwise.
And how
did he not be your father?
And how about you? Has he not made you and established you?
Yes.
Verse 7.
What?
Remember the days of old.
Oh, so we got to remember what?
Remember the days of old.
We got to remember days of old, y'all. The only way you're going to deliver yourself, you got to remember days of old. Yeah. See, the only way you're going to deliver yourself, you have to remember days of old. So you keep watching that one I say. You ain't got nothing to do with it. You got to remember days of old. This thing is on you to remember the days of old.
Yeah.
Huh? You got to remember the days of old. Now I gotta pull a rabbit out of hand on that. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there, Mother D.F. Israel, he makes a profound statement about remember the days of old. He gonna tell you something, you know, by the Spirit of Yahweh. He gonna tell you something about remember the days of old. See, the man is talking, but he wants you to remember the days of old. And in 3:15, and what did he say? In the rest of the book of Ecclesiastes, look what the man says, why he wants you to remember days of old. See, this is how you take the picture on remember the days of old. 3:15 of Ecclesiastes, what does it say?
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15.
What does it say?
That which has been is now.
Yes.
And that which is to be has already been.
Listen.
And Yahweh requires that which is past.
Ain't that something? What do Yahweh require?
That which is past.
That was past. You got to remember days of old. Oh, well, you won't get to where you got to get to. You got to remember days of old. He just wants you to remember what have passed. And that was reading.
Wow.
Come on back there, Sister G. Israel. We'll build the hype up. Back to 16:29 again. Now, this is what have passed. This is what he wants you to remember. Stay on down to verse 34. 29:34. Leviticus.
Leviticus chapter 16, verses 29 through 34. And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your soul and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. 30. For
hold
on
that
day.
Hold that point. That's it. Come on, Brother Micaiah. Now, come on back with it. We're going to build the hype up. Now, come on back to that Jonah. You don't got it, but you got it now, don't you? You ready now? Come on back to that Jonah and give me that verse 6, 7, and 10. Now, bring Jonah in there. Now bring it back in there. Now, you thought I forgot about it. I ain't forgot about nothing. Y'all probably you go around the corner and come back and hit you right in the head. Right in the top of your head. Come on back and get my Jonah 3, 6, 7, and 10. Good. We'll put a mark in there. Good. That was time it is. Give me Jonah. Now give me my Jonah. Say, we know who the king is. The king is. Who the king is, mother? D.F. Israel. Who the king is? A little bit loud. Okay, good. So there we go right there. Now come on back and build a hype up there, brother. Yes, sir.
Book of Jonah.
Hold that point. What tune of Israel? Because of what Sister G read over there in 2, 6, and 7, 7 and 8. Then every mention by the song, right? So when we read this right here, Jonah was the only sin to the children of Israel.
Yeah.
So that's the point you read. So when you read the old piece of name now, that don't mean jack.
Right.
Because they only sin to the children of Israel.
Right.
And they're going to be in every name that you got in the book, they're going to be right there. So you don't bring nobody in, he ain't told nobody else nothing. But this message for children of Israel only, and so happens they over there in what city now? A little bit loud. Nineveh. Y'all see that? That's right. Come on, read about it. Read about it now.
The book of Jonah.
What did it say?
Chapter 3.
What did it say?
Verses 6, 7, and 10.
What did it say?
Verse 6.
Now check my fact. Read it all the way down. My fact, since this one gets so good, we might as well read from 6 all the way down to verse 10.
Okay.
This is going to be some good stuff here. So I'm going to tell you something. But I'm going to tell you something before you even tell you that. When you're doing Yahweh's business, Sister G is right back up at 3, verse 1 and 2, and tell me exactly how you do Yahweh's business. Chapter 3, verse 2. How you do Yahweh's business? Let's see.
Say again. It broke up. Say again.
1 and 2. How do you do Yahweh's business?
Oh.
3, 1, 2. How do you do Yahweh's business, Israel? Help me out.
Of what book?
The book of Jonah. 3.
Oh, read it.
1 and 2. Yeah, read it.
Jonah.
You know what to say? How do you do Yahweh's business? Three. 1 and 2. How you do Yahweh's business that we can read? Help me out, Sister Jane.
And the word Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, it kept breaking up and kept nothing. And the word of Yahweh came unto Jonah the second time, saying, 2, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach and teach unto it the preaching, the teaching that I bid you.
Go ahead. Give me some more. 3.
So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. 4. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh.
Hold on, Sir G. Hold on. How many days from what Jonah was at it took him to get to that city? How many days?
Now, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. 4. And
okay.
Jonah began
so
to enter into the city a day's journey.
Wait a minute. How many days from the point where he was at, Yahweh told him it's going to take him how long to get to where he got to get to?
3 days.
A little bit. How many days?
Three days.
How many?
3 days.
Okay, wait a minute.
And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey.
What? Well, what was Jonah doing then? It took 3 days to get there. He got there in 1 day. What was he doing? What is he doing, Sister Jane?
Running.
He was running. It took
running
3 days
to get there. He wasn't walking.
Wait a minute. When you read the word 3 in the Bible, it's urgent. Now, it's taken from the point he was taken it takes them 3 days to get there. How many days since Yahweh let him out that fish? When he let him out that fish, that he was in for 3 days and three nights, when Yahweh turned him loose, and he told Jonah, now look here, the second time, hey, I got some business I want to take care of over in Nineveh. He said, from where you at right now, Jonah, it will take you 3 days to get there. Since he let him out that fish, how many days did he get there to the Israel?
A day.
You can't sit there and drag your feet on this man's business. You got to look at just what he, as Jonah was assigned for the people of Nineveh and the people today, Israel. If I tell you to do something, you got to cut that time short. If I tell you to do something, stop what you're doing and do it. And get busy about doing it. From what Jonah was at, after Yahweh had him let the fish bumming him out and beat him down real good, he said, now, Jonah, I got something for you to do with a small, still voice. You got some old Israelites over there in Nineveh. You get over there and teach them something about how dangerous I am. Jonah, when he was out of that fish, it takes the normal person 3 days to get there. Jonah got there in 1 day. What was Jonah doing? Picking them up and laying them down. And that was the man that I'll tell you about this word of Yahweh. You can't keep on taking this word for granted. You got to pick this word up and lay it down. You got to get some urgency about doing this man's business. The man got to find you doing, but with what kind of way? In urgency.
Urgency.
Now, we're going to build the hype up, Brother Micaiah. Now let's read about Yahweh the Son talking in verse 6 down to verse 10. And bring your A-game to see it. You want to shout this, Brother Yahweh, Israel?
Yes. I can't preach
that
concern
about it. Hallelujah. You got something?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah.
Brother D.F. Israel, let's prove that fact that Israel was over there in Israel right quick. Look at the book of Tobit, chapter 1. Look at that right quick. Tobit chapter 1, let's look at verse 1, 2, and 3. Tobit chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3.
Chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Verse 1. The book of the word of Tobit, son of Tobiah. Read that right.
Mm-hmm.
The son of
Ananiah,
the son of
Aduliel,
the son of Gabriel, of the seed of
Asher,
of the tribe of Naphtali.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. Who in the time of
Manasseh,
king of the Assyrians, was led captive out of the
Israel was led captive into Nineveh.
You see that?
Hallelujah.
You see that?
We know they were sitting right there, cause as you read in Zechariah chapter 2, they were the four winds of the heavens. Wherever the wind blew, Israel is blowing.
And that's the part we make it. And see,
all right, brother.
And that letting you know, see, when you're reading this Bible, they see everybody bringing other nations. Wait a minute. They never, the children of Israel was in the other nations. So when you go and jump down and read this, the children of Israel in the other nations. They called out of the other nations. They in the other nations. But he ain't back to the other nations. And this is, we got to understand plainly. So when we go and read Brother Micaiah in the 7th chapter, verse 9, down to verse 13 of Revelation, we should be clear about some things. The children of Israel, what about the other folks? What about them? This is the wrong book to look for other folks as anything but what Yahweh said.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 down to verse 13. Bring it.
Book of Revelation.
Listen to us.
Chapter 7.
What does it say?
Verse 9 to 13.
Listen good.
Verse 9.
What?
After this I beheld. And lo.
What?
A great multitude.
Great multitude.
Which no man can number.
No man can number.
Of all nations.
Of all nations.
And kindred.
And kindred.
And people.
And people.
And tongues.
Yes.
Stood before the throne.
What you mean by all nations? Hold that point. We got to come now, but you got to come through the precepts.
Amen.
9, verse 9, Amos. What do you mean by all nations?
Amos chapter 9, verse 9.
Listen good.
For no, I will command
and
I will assist the family of Israel.
Where?
Among all nations.
Wait a minute, who can be among all nations? So why you ain't put it in there when you read it, Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you, right? That day you make everybody in their seat jump. What you mean all nations? That mean you? That mean us too? No, it don't mean you. Not when you precept your Bible. When you precept your Bible, it don't mean you. It means us over there in Nineveh, and we everywhere that a land of people is at, we are there. And he going to send a fisherman and a hunter there to get you out of wherever you at. That's why this thing most serious. I was saying you can't sit on this thing. You got a big job to do because your people's in every nation of heaven on the earth. He's talking about you that's in all nations. So when you read that 7 verse 9, you put all nations of the children of Israel. See, now you'll raise your level up. Now you got everybody's attention. It's time out for this half teacher now.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. Go ahead and read. Back to Brother Micaiah.
The book of Revelation chapter 7.
What is it say?
Verse 9 to 13.
And that was excellent precept, Brother Yahshua put up. And that's what it's all about. All day tomorrow, you're supposed to hear the whole class say, I got something. That's what you're supposed to do. That's when we know the next move is on the way. It's going to be sitting. Study sucking up the information. Folks be saying, I don't study. I got something. What you got? Go ahead. But when you say you got something, bring it. Huh? See, this is what we're trying to set up here. The time is now. Now we see now when you read about the Nineveh, it's the children of Israel that's over there in Nineveh. Is that right? That's who he sent the message to us, to see it to them, to tell them, look here. Yahweh means business. But come on, read. Give me some more reading, that brother Micaiah.
Okay. The book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9.
What it say?
Verse 9.
What it say?
After this, I beheld.
What?
And lo,
what?
Great multitude.
Great multitude.
Which no man can number.
Great multitude of who?
The children of Israel.
Children of Israel.
Which no man can number.
No man can number who?
The children of Israel.
Go ahead and read.
All nations,
that the children of Israel was at, even in Nineveh, even over there in Moscow,
yeah.
Huh? the children of Israel over there. Is that what he's saying? Time to teach now. Go ahead.
And kindred, the children of Israel.
That's right.
And people,
go ahead.
The children of Israel.
Excellent.
And tongues, the children of Israel.
Because we speak in every nation upon the sun, right?
Yes.
We, and we over here speaking English?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't a native tongue, English. Mm-hmm. Look what we got. We ain't on nothing. We speaking English. That's the most worst bastard language of all is English. And look, we coming back speaking English.
Well,
now, you know we in bad shape speaking English.
Yeah.
Shoot. They're proud of speaking English. Man, that's the most bastard language it is. They got 10 different words for one word in English. You might mean anything in English. Is that right?
Yeah.
You see that? So I'm proud of speaking English. Man, I don't know that stuff. He's working right
with us. Uh-huh. Okay. The family is written before the throne.
What is it?
And before the lamb.
What?
Cloth with white robe.
What they had on?
Cloth with white robe.
Oh, they had on what?
White robe.
Why they have on a white robe, Mother Dear of Israel? Back up to 8 verse 9 of Ecclesiastes. Why were they wearing a white robe, Mother Dear of Israel? What were they wearing them for? What are they wearing them for? Ecclesiastes. What are they wearing them white robes for? Verse 9. What are they wearing them for? Yeah, what were they wearing them white robes for?
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 9.
9, verse 8. Huh. Whatever it is, 9. 9, verse 8?
9, verse 8.
It's 9, verse 8? What did it say in 9, verse 8?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Ecclesiastes
chapter 9,
verse
8. Yeah, what was he wearing on white robe for?
Leah rejoiced with the wife.
Is we read right? 9, verse 8. Is we read the regular book of
Ecclesiastes
9, verse 8?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 9, verse 8.
What does it say?
Let your garments be always white.
Oh! Wait, hold on. When is all this supposed to be white, Brother Mackay? Let's go to the book called 2 Ezra, chapter 2. Let's find out when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
When it's supposed to happen, 235, 240.
Yeah.
Come on and help me out, Jeff. Come on, Brother Mackay. How long I got to wait for 235, 240?
Book of 2
Ezra. There you go.
Chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
35,
40. What it say?
Book of
2
Ezra, chapter 2, verse 35.
What did it say?
35.
What?
Be ready.
Be ready.
For the reward of the kingdom.
Oh.
For the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore.
Great.
Verse 36.
What?
Flee the shadow of this world.
Uh-huh.
Receive the joyfulness of your honor.
Great.
I testify my Savior openly.
Great.
Verse 37.
What?
Oh, receive the gift.
The gift.
That is given you.
Pray.
And be glad.
Be glad.
It's thanks to them. It's thanks to him that they have called you to the heavenly kingdom.
Oh, just call to the what?
The heavenly kingdom.
Oh, when you read on that 9 verse 7, I'm calling to the what?
Heavenly kingdom.
Hey, got something. You see what you read? You were reading about the call to the heavenly kingdom.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 38.
What?
Arise up. And stand.
Rise up and do what?
Stand.
Hey.
Behold, the numbers of those that we sealed in the feet.
Wait. Read that again.
Verse 38. Arise up and stand.
What?
Behold, the number of the family of Israel, of those that be sealed in the feet of Yahweh.
Oh, it's a sealing going on. A sealing going on at the feet of Yahweh. Go ahead.
Verse 39.
What?
Which are departed from the shadow of the world.
Oh, they ain't caring about what the world's talking about. They trying to get them a seal. Is that they doing? Glory.
Uh-huh. And have received.
What?
Glorious garments.
Well, what kind of garments?
Glorious garments.
Glory.
Of Yahweh.
Well, what is the garments of Yahweh? Read.
Glorious garments of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Verse 40. Take thy number, O Yahdah Judah.
Go ahead, read.
And shut up.
What?
Those of thine that are clothed in white.
The clothed in what?
Clothed in white.
Go ahead and read.
Which have fulfilled the Torah instruction.
Oh, so you got your white on, you fulfilling the what?
The Torah instruction.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 41.
That's it. So that's your, that, now come on back to that 9 verse 7 again. So now we clear. So now we read now the one that was sealed, he's going to make sure where they at. When they pop out of the ground, he's going to throw some white garments on them. Mm-hmm. That's what he's going to throw on them. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's all about. You got a feast coming up, a feast that no eating involved, but he tell you what you're going to have on. So you rehearsing the righteous act.
Yeah.
This time tomorrow night, you're supposed to rehearse the righteous act.
Yeah.
In them white clothing. Come on, read about it, Brother McKay.
Okay.
Back to Revelation.
Revelation.
What did it say?
Chapter 7.
What?
Verse 9.
What did it say?
After this I beheld.
What?
And lo.
What?
A great multitude.
Oh, who?
Family of Israel.
That's right.
Which no man could number the family of Israel.
That we told Abraham way back in the 13th chapter, 11th chapter. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be the same as seeing nobody going to number you. But you are 1,000 million. You are 1,000 million. Go ahead and read.
Leviticus,
yeah.
Chapter Leviticus 16:29. And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that should join it among you. 30. For on that day...
Stop it there. Now, come on back, Brother Micaiah, again. Come on back now. See, we understand that. Come on back and fix now. You got to afflict your soul, right? Let's see the definition of afflict your soul, what that means in 3 verse 6. Let's look at the definition now of 3 verse 6, down to verse 10. Let's definition what that means by you got to afflict your soul. What's that for the name?
Book of Jonah.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 3.
What?
Verse 6 through 10.
What it say?
Verse 6.
What?
For the word came unto the king of Nineveh,
which is
the family of Israel there.
Yep.
And he arose from his throne.
Yep.
And he laid his robe from him,
mm-hmm,
and covered him with sackcloth.
What?
And said in ashes.
Yes, he did.
Verse 7. And he caused it to be proclaimed and punished through Nineveh,
what,
the family of Israel there, by the decree of the king and his nobles,
mm-hmm,
saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything.
Wait a minute. Afflict your soul means I don't care if it's your cat. I don't care what kind of beast you got. I don't care what it is. He said you even moved the rat trap that day. You didn't want the rat trap to even get a little smell on that. He said you take up the rat traps on this day. Is that what we're reading? What does he say about that day?
He says, verse 7.
What?
And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh.
All through Nineveh, what children of Israel was that?
By the decree of the king.
And the king. And the king is who, mother of Israel, who that king is?
Yahweh's son.
Go ahead.
Man.
What?
That is the man or beast.
Man or beast.
Herd or flock.
I don't care what kind of animal you got. That old cat. That old dog, I don't care how he growl at you. Hey, what time did I give you a little something? You ain't got nothing coming. Go ahead and read.
Taste anything.
I don't want, you ain't gonna taste nothing. Ain't nobody tasting nothing.
Let them not be.
The what?
Let them not be.
Go ahead.
Nor drink water.
You don't even drink water. Well, I'm drinking the water. No, you can't drink nothing.
Right.
You ain't drinking water. You ain't drinking nothing.
No.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 8.
What?
But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth.
Sackcloth. I mean, in the mind, you got to be covered with sackcloth.
And cry mightily.
Wait a minute. What you got to do?
And cry mightily.
You got to cry mightily.
Unto Yahweh.
Well, you got to do, well, hold that part. So the Israelites, you got to cry mightily. And what the nun is going to be doing in 1 10 and 6. Verse 12 and 13. And what's all the ones that anointed in the six camps going to be doing? What are they going to be doing in some Israel?
1 Timothy 6:13.
What's all the ones that anointed going to be doing? After they understand they got to give up their burden and take the lead. What happened next?
1 Timothy 6:12-13. Fight the good fight.
Yes,
of faith,
yeah,
belief in the covenant, strong belief in the covenant, may hold on,
yeah,
eternal life, whereunto you,
right,
are also called, and has professed,
right,
a good profession before many witnesses. 13.
Wait,
I give you charge.
Wait a minute. You got to do what? Before many witnesses.
And has professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Many witnesses, right? But you can't get in the car tomorrow and tell me, well, I'm gonna talk to you. Ain't talk. You gotta talk to the one that the one that's anointed. You gotta get past them. So you gotta get a what kind of confession?
Confession. Before many witnesses. 13.
And many witnesses be listening to.
13, I give you charge in the sight of Yahuwah, who quickeneth all things, and before Yahuwah the Son, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession.
Ain't that time? So tomorrow, the ones that anointed, we got to hear those that understand this thing, and we're going to be listening for what we're going to be listening for tomorrow for the Israel?
A witness a good confession.
We're going to hear a good confession tomorrow. And not playing around. Because you trying to get some, you trying to get that mojo off you from all the way back from past then. You got to come on with it. You got to do what kind of confession tomorrow?
A good confession.
We are wrong. Now come on back. Matter of fact, we got to pull a rabbit out of that. Hold that point to G Israel. What is a good confession? Now we got to find out what is a good confession. Now we got to find out with G Israel. Now what are you talking about? A good confession. We got to find out what that's supposed to mean. Let's run to the book of Sirach. We want to find out what is a good confession in 35 verse 14. Let's find out what's a good confession in 35 verse 14. Help me out there, Sister G. Israel. What is a good confession?
Sirach, chapter 35, verse 14. He will not despise the supplications of the fatherless, nor the widow, when she pours out her complaint.
Is that all we get out of it? That's all
15.
We get out of 35 verse 14. We can't get no more out of that. That's all that's in now.
That's in all of 14?
Yeah, that's all we can get out of it. Well, I tell you what, it's getting over. I'm missing something. Come on back up
15.
Okay, what 15 say? I'm looking for something else. I need me a profound here. I get it another way. Run to Sirach 26:12. I'm looking to get it another way. I'm looking for something. I need to hear a little bit more. I need to hear something. I want to hear something I can comment on. What it say in 26 verse 12 of the book of Sirach?
Sirach, chapter 24, verse 12. Chapter 26, verse 12. She will open her mouth as a thirsty traveler when he has found a fountain. 26, verse 12.
That's my problem. We always. I want to come back to Psalms. Psalm chapter 26.
Psalm chapter 26, verse 12. My foot is standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless Yahuwah.
So where you got to be to do all this great, big, nice conversation as well?
My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless Yahuwah.
Okay, good. Now let's run back and let's finish up that. Let's go and soundly finish up. Come on, Brother Micaiah, finish up what you got real quick. Finish the Nineveh. Understand that afflict your soul means nothing come to your mouth. So tomorrow when the sun sets, don't nothing come to your mouth until the sun sets again. We put it out there, right? Now, let's go and nobody, even if you got a rat trap, a mouse trap, I look at your gate, a little mouse run by and say, wait a minute, what a trap that I've been trying to get around for the last 2 or 3 weeks. It ain't even there. So you catch nothing on it. Huh? You got to make sure you understand the man's saying. I don't want nobody eating nothing. I don't want you to drink nothing. Now come on back and read Brother Micaiah in verse 7 down to verse 10.
Okay, the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 7 down to 10.
He talked to the children of Israel.
Okay, verse 7. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king, Yahweh the son, and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, take anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let them not feed nor drink water. Verse 8. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto Yahweh.
What do you got to do?
Cry mightily unto Yahweh.
Hey.
Yea. Let them turn everyone from his evil way.
Yep.
And from the violence that is in their hand.
Yeah, I mean, they're 9. Yeah, go ahead.
Verse 9.
Huh?
Who can tell if Yahweh will turn and repent and turn away from his spirit that we prepare not? Verse 10. And Yahweh saw their work.
What Yahweh got to do?
And Yahweh saw their work.
And Yahweh seen their what?
Words.
What?
And they turned from their evil way.
Ain't that something? So Yahweh got to see your what?
Yahweh got to see your work.
Yahweh got to see your works. He ain't going to make no move. He ain't putting his blessing on you until you do it. You do what the man tell you to.
Yeah.
Now we got to go back and see how that prayer supposed to be. Hold that point there, Sister G. Israel. So we got Yahweh got to see your work. Well, you know, I'm gonna sit there and I'm gonna be Ecclesiastes 12 verse 3. What if it says, Brother Micaiah in Ecclesiastes, I'm gonna be a 12 verse 3. He's okay. Here goes your 12 verse 3 of Ecclesiastes, the regular book. Well, tomorrow I'll just be a 12 verse 3. And what did he say behind that?
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 3.
What did it say?
Verse 3.
What did it say?
And the day when the keepers of the house should tremble.
The day is right, the day the keeper of the temple is going to tremble.
And the strong man shall bow themselves.
Oh, who going to get down?
And the strong man shall bow themselves.
Strong man going to bow himself down. Y'all may have a strong man to get bowed down. Go ahead.
And the grinders. Because they are few.
They are few.
And those that look out of the window.
But the one that look out the window, what about them?
Be dark.
They're going to be dark. That means Satan going to grab them. So tomorrow you look out the window, boy, you got a big battle for Satan the devil on you. See, look here. You look out the window tomorrow, after this man tries to tell you, I got 8 days for you tomorrow, and you will do what? What are you going to do, Micaiah?
Book of
Oz. No, you'll do what again? You'll be doing what? Looking out the what?
Oh, crying
out. No, looking out the what?
Oh, you're
trying to
look out the window.
They're looking out the window. Well, I'm looking out the window. I'm doing my fast, and I'm just looking out the window. He said, you got a big devil to say the devil when you looking out the window. You got to give a great confession for the one dead in the sixth and on the cat, and they got to hear it. And they're going to tell you when they hear it what's going to happen. Now, I know we get ready to read something. I ain't do it there yet. Mother D.F. Israel, back up and give me Genesis 32, 10 through 12. See, I got to sit in the space for this, what we get ready to read. So, geez, we got to bring in, we got to find it in the thing. What is written in Genesis 32, 10 through 12? What is written?
Genesis chapter 32. Verses 10
and 12. Yeah, put a little more pep in that voice.
Genesis chapter 32, verses 10 to 12.
You know what it say?
Verse 10.
What?
I am not worthy of the least of all the mercy and of all the truth.
That's the kind of spirit you got to have. You see, we all put the rag. Yahweh, I'm not mercy. I'm not worthy of what you have in store on us. That's the mindset. You can't have no puffed up spirit.
Yeah.
You gotta tell all mine, listen, I'm not worthy of what I'm getting ready to do. I know I've been low down.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
Which thou hast shown unto your servant.
And you show it to your servant.
For with my staff I passed over this Jordan.
Go ahead.
And now I am become two things.
Go ahead.
Verse 11.
What?
Deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau.
And that was saying, I'm good for this old man to tell her all this old good stuff. I'm coming to get you. He said, deliver me from this man talking all that old rough talk. Go ahead and read.
For I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children.
Yeah, if the president get his hand on you, he's going to smite everything around you. Mother and children. You can let him have his way. He said, look here. I want to make a festive trip over to Eaglewood and take care of me a few over there myself. Go ahead.
Verse 12.
What?
And you said.
What?
I will surely do you good and make your seed as the sand of the sea,
uh-huh,
which cannot be numbered,
right,
for multitude.
Mm-hmm. So y'all and look, if you're confessing right and you're sounding good, I'm going to deliver you because you're talking good. So tomorrow is the day you got to talk right. You got to have your talk right. Your talk got to be right. Matter of fact, how your talk got to be, Sister G. Israel? Let's how your talk got to be. This is how your prayer got to be tomorrow. We're going to read how your prayer got to be tomorrow. Psalm 35:14, Sister G. Israel. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Psalm chapter 35, verse 14. I behaved myself, mm-hmm, as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as the one that mourneth for his mother.
Ain't that something? You mean your confession got to be warm that I'm done what?
Heavy.
Somebody take over. Somebody say something. That done what? He said, yo,
I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourned for his mother.
Ain't that something? You mean your prayer got to be, tomorrow, as one or lost his closest buddy to him, even mama, daddy, sister, brother, whatever that feeling was when you lost the closest one to you, that's how your prayer got to be. As one mourned for his mother, or would you know that I'm past? You remember that feeling? That's the kind of prayer got to be done for Yahweh tomorrow. There's that there. As one that lost his mother. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You talking about a feeling when you lost your mama. Oh my goodness! You talking about something to come up on you? Oh my goodness! That was that. I can recall. I'm telling you. He said that's what he's talking about tomorrow. You can't cameo this thing. You remember the feeling you had when you lost the closest one to you? If anyone lost a mama, you know what he's talking about. That's big talking there. Man, that's big talking there. So this ain't no cameo thing. Well, I'm going to get there and I'm going to, you know, no, I don't work like that. If you want this mojo off of you, he said, imagine the closest one to you. You remember the feeling you had then? Yeah. Can you recall that? Yeah, I can't ever forget that feeling. He said, that's what I want to hear, Mom. On me giving you a newness of life. I need to hear that. I got to hear it from those that are not. They got to hear a great confession. That's what we read. So you hear that? So you see what and when that is said, Brother Micaiah, let's go to what he's going to say in Matthew chapter 2:9-6. Now, when your testimony is as you have lost the closest one to you, the feeling you had. Then look what Yahweh says in Matthew 9, verse 2 and 6. What did he say there, Brother Micaiah?
Look at Matthew, chapter 9.
What did he say?
Verse 2 and 6.
What did he say?
Verse 2.
What?
And behold,
what?
They brought to him a man sick of the palsy.
Sick of the palsy.
Lying on a bed.
Lying on a bed.
And Yahweh the Son, seeing their faith, said unto the sick.
Oh, he see that. He see that. He, his faith, his belief was all good. He was on his thing.
And said unto the sick of the palsy.
What did he say?
Son.
Son.
Be of good cheer.
What?
Thy sins be forgiven.
Hey, that's a... You want this man to forgive everything you did on the Day of Atonement, and you want cameo that? No, you ain't got nothing coming. You got to bring this thing. That what he's saying? Mm-hmm. Let's precept that to the 43rd chapter of Micaiah. Let's go to Isaiah 43, pick up verse 10. Let's precept that to see if we on something. Let's go to the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, verse 10, and we're going to precept that. We want to precept that, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
chapter 44,
what?
Verse 10.
What did it say?
Who has formed a Yahweh, a father?
What you read? 43, verse 10. What you read?
Oh, you said 43?
Yes, sir. 43, verse 10. What did it say?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 10.
What did it say?
Verse 10.
What?
Ye are my witnesses.
You are my witnesses.
Says Yahweh.
What?
And my servant,
uh-huh.
whom I have chosen.
I've chosen you.
That you may know and believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that I am he.
Uh-huh.
Before me there was no Yahweh form, neither shall there be after me.
Verse 21 and 25 says what?
Verse 21.
What did it say?
Verse 25.
What did it say?
21.
What?
This people have I formed for myself.
I formed eight people for myself. Eight people for myself. Go ahead.
They should show forth my praise.
They supposed to show forth what I got written in this book. Go ahead.
Verse 25.
What it say? 25, 26. What it say?
I.
What?
Even I.
Who?
Am he that blotted out your transgression.
I'm the one blotted out your sin. We just got you reading that in the ninth chapter. So you know who's talking over in Isaiah. He said, I'm the one taking his business. I'm the one blot out your sin. Go ahead.
For my own sake.
Yes.
And will not remember your sin.
And I'm not going to remember your sin. I'm the one you got to get past. And I will remember your sin. Who are you talking to? Next verse.
Verse 26.
What it say?
Put me in remembrance.
Ain't that something? That man said put him in. You see that man? You see the man saying? Man said put me. He said, get... You're the man saying.
Yeah. Verse 26. Put me in remembrance.
Put me in remembrance.
That I believe you.
That's what he's trying to tell you.
Declare you that you may be justified.
Uh-huh. So the man tell you, listen, you better put me in remembrance. You know what kind of man I am. I'm an austere man. I'm a hard man. I'm looking for you to get me right tomorrow. If you want to receive what Sister G getting ready to read, you got to get me right. Come on back, Sister G. What is it saying here you want? What verse you left off on? In Leviticus. Where you at?
Leviticus.
Mm.
Chapter 16. Verse 29. Want me to read that again?
No, go fast. Yeah, we do that. We don't precept that. We're the phone. We don't have the phone. We need a little bit more now.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 30. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh.
31. Oh, that day. This thing is all about that day. The only way this thing got to be pulled off of you is that day on more, D.F. Israel. What day are you talking about? Leviticus 23, mother, D.F. Israel. We'll find about that day. So this ain't nothing. You see, this ain't nothing. You're supposed to be in a running start for this because you only got that day. You know what they tell you about a sale. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that sale. He said sale is this day. Then you know what that means then, right? I better hurry and get there early because that sale is for this day. In the book of 23 there, Mother D.F. Israel, we're talking about that day. So we got to find out what that day is in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, what he's saying. He'll break it down so plain to you. And I don't know how people get caught up and want to make any calls anywhere to ask anybody anything, and he make it plain about that day. He makes it plain that Mother D.F. Israel. Verse 27, 23, 27. He makes it plain. What did it say?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27.
That day.
Also on the 10th day.
The 10th day.
Of this seventh month. There shall be a day of atonement.
This will be a day of atonement. What did it say?
It shall be an righteous gathering.
Oh, not only that, you got to have a what?
Gathering.
It got to be a righteous gathering. You can't do this thing by looking out the window. Mm-hmm. He let you know it got to be a what?
A righteous gathering.
Go ahead and read. Okay.
Unto you. And you shall afflict your soul.
And afflict your soul mean nothing, not even water, come to your mouth. Mm-hmm. We read that, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
An offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
Okay, now watch this in verse 28.
Verse 28.
Look it loud.
Verse 28.
What?
And you shall do no work in that same day.
In that same day.
For it is a day of atonement.
It is a day of atonement. A day. This sale, this blessing is for a day. Let that age take away. You just out of it if you don't get a day of atonement.
To make an atonement for you.
And the seal and the one that's anointed in the sixth cap got to be the one to make atonement for you. You can't make it for yourself. Go ahead.
Before Yahweh, your Yahweh.
And Yahweh will be looking through their eyes, the ones that have been anointed. Read.
29.
What?
Whatsoever soul. It be that shall not be afflicted.
And the one that will not do it, I'm going to drink a little, I got a little water in my car. I'm going to go outside and hit me a little water. So you, oh, why, you going to blow your atonement. Can't hit no water. No. This is the cheapest day, but it's the most powerful day. So this day, you don't bring nothing. You ain't going to see no teapot or nothing to tempt you. Go ahead.
In that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people.
Go ahead. What?
And also, every soul can see that doing any work in that same day, the same person, will I destroy.
I'm going to kill that same person. Is that what we read? Yes, what does it read?
From among his people.
Go ahead and read. Watch it.
31.
What does it say?
You shall do no manner of work.
No manner of work.
It's a statue forever. Throughout your generation.
I don't care where you at. You could be in Moscow. Now I'm going to tell you how I want you to do it in verse 32.
Verse 32.
What does
it say? It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest.
It's going to be unto you a Sabbath of rest.
And you shall afflict your soul.
That means don't even water touch your mouth.
In the ninth day of the month.
At eve. What time?
At eve.
So when the night comes in, when it gets dark, what day that gonna be? Look it up. So you on your way to vacation, on the ninth day. But when the sun sets, it's going to be what time?
Your
tenth. And that means every evening. Read.
From evening.
From what?
From evening.
From evening of that dark.
Until
evening of that dark.
Yeah, you celebrate your
time. And you're supposed to celebrate that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And what did you do in verse 38?
Verse
38. What it say?
Leviticus 23:38.
What it say?
Besides the stuff.
Of Yahweh.
And besides your gifts. And beside all your vows.
All your vows.
And beside all your free will offering. Which you gave unto Yahweh.
Verse 44. Listen, God.
And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of Yahweh.
Who the feast of?
Yahweh.
We just the best that got the places open for you. They got nothing to do with us. This is a speech of who?
Yeah.
Verse 4, read it. Verse 4, read it. What's it say?
23:4.
What?
These are the feasts of Yahweh.
Yes.
Even righteous gatherings.
No hellraising day. No hellraising day. Speech of who?
Yahweh.
What kind of way?
Even righteous God.
Righteous God, not hell raising. You got hell raising on your mind. Mm-hmm. No, don't bring no hell raising, dude.
Which you shall proclaim in their city.
And you got time to do it. And what time you got to do it? Micah 13:10. Oh, listen. When is all this done? 13:10. Listen. 13:10. What it say? 13:10.
Chapter 13. Verse 10.
What it say?
Verse 10.
What it read?
You shall therefore keep this ordinance.
Oh, go ahead.
In his season.
Right.
From year to year.
From the year to year, you do it the same way from year to year. So I ain't got to call nobody, ask them jack. I know when the ninth come at evening, wherever I'm at, I do it from year to year. And that's what we read.
Wow.
Come on back there to the G Israel. Where you at? Where you at to the G?
Leviticus chapter 16. Where was that?
Where you at, Papa?
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 31.
What it say?
And it shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and you shall afflict your soul by a statute forever. 32. And the priest of whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even righteous garments. 33. And he shall make an atonement for the righteous sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the priest and for all the people of the congregation. 34. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as Yahweh commanded Moses.
And what he said in the book of Hebrew, a little title called Hebrew, what he said, I don't care how low down you've been a backbiter, murmur, complainer. I don't care what kind of spirit you had on you, if you do it right. 8 verse 12, what it say?
Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 8, verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more.
You got a clean slate, unless you hold it in thou. You got a clean slate. From that point on, through everything you have did, suppose you've been a murmur, a complainer, a backbiter, I don't like this, I don't like that. He said, okay, I'm going to give you one day to get me right, and I forget every low-down spirit you had on you from that time since you've been born if you get me right tomorrow. Is that what the man just said? And I remember it no more. Then he said to the seer in 43:27, what did he say? Ezekiel 43:27, the closing statement after the GFL, and give me a closing statement. But I got to get
Ezekiel.
On that note. I got to get me out.
Ezekiel,
yes.
Chapter 43, verse 27. And when these days are expired, it shall be
right.
That upon the eighth day and so forth, the priest shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, saith Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? You mean you're not going to be accepted unless you got to get past the ones that's been anointed. If the seer said, I don't like the way you did it, you ain't accepted. If the one that's been anointed here that you, we don't think you right, then you not accepted. So go ahead and try to do it the way you want to do it. You just wasting your time. So you got to get past the ones that's been anointed, and the seer will be sitting over there in camp one, wait. Two is open, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they got the orders how what to look for and what to do. Or you will not be accepted. And your sins is going to remain. Read that, Sister G. Israel. Read that. St. John, look what it says. 39-41 in closing statement. St. John, chapter 9, 39-41, Sister G. Israel. And a closing statement, bring it.
John. Chapter 9, verse 39-41. And Yahuwah the Son said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind. 40. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? 41. Yahuwah the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sin remains.
Hey, that's something. So you know what time it is. And if you ignore that, read what it says in 5:14, St. John, read it. And close the names of Israel, St. John 5:14. Look what it say.
John.
Look what it say in 5:14.
John chapter 5, verse 14. Afterward, Yahuwah the Son findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you.
Ain't that something? Sister G, you still tall. What's your clothes saying behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books and Seed Royal. Don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, and on that note, we're going to bring the lead teacher out of Cat 1, Brother Yahdai Israel. So when you meet your brother, what a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahuwah be to that King Roy.
Hallelujah.
Bro.
All right, we're going to get tuned up with this Reverend Thomas. Let's see how the teacher all week, I believe.
Hallelujah.
It was very serious day in the eyes of Yahuwah. It has become a very serious day in the eyes of Yahuwah. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
We're going to get ready to close this one out and prepare ourselves to gear for that Day of Atonement that's going to be sundown tomorrow.
I got a question. You got something?
A question.
Okay.
Okay. So if one down today, we just in the
8th day.
So when we come back, we still in the 8th day.
You still in the 8th day.
But at sundown tomorrow,
there you go.
It's the 9th day.
It's the 9th day.
When I got here, it was the 7th.
Day is the 8th.
Day is the 8th.